Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is August 9th, 2021. I can't believe it. Five more months of the year is over and we are going to be talking about Christmas. I'm going to want to hear how has the last year been for you. So please reach out to the Produce Industry Podcast and let's chat before the year is up. Couple quick announcements. We have Equifruit, the only banana that you should buy, is a new choice sponsor of the Produce Industry Podcast. So shout out to Equifruit. You're going to be hearing more about the only banana you should buy on our new Friday episodes hosted by Dan the Produce Man Avakian. That's right, Fresh from the Field Friday, premiered last week, August 6, 2021. Would love to hear your feedback. We have plenty more episodes to come with dynamite content. Did you attend GoPEX last week? I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you want to get a recap, check out the latest episode of the Produce Industry Podcast live from GoPEX. August 18th, 2021, we have the virtual networking hour by the Produce Industry Podcast, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. A lot of fun stuff happening at the Produce Industry Podcast. Heck, our next and featured guest with co-host today, Daniel Corsaro, we have Tony Nuovo, who is the CEO and co-founder of GrowerStock. Now, GrowerStock is pioneering a time-sensitive trading platform for the fresh produce industry that intelligently matches buyer requests with verified growers within a selected area. So let's bring Daniel Corsaro on, our co-host of the day, and then we will introduce GrowerStock to hear more about the technology that is pioneering the produce industry, everyone. Hey, Daniel, welcome back, man.
What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's great to co-host with you again. I love that every single time we get an episode done, it's just like another one in the books to say, hey, we did it, man. We did it. We're making a difference today in the produce industry. And I think that, you know, that's what's coming today. You co-hosting and you introducing me to GrowerStock, you know, produce on demand. You know, Daniel, when I first met Tony, I was sitting on, pulling up to number 7 at the West Coast Produce Expo's golf tournament. I believe it was the Arroyo Golf Club in Vegas. And I see this huge $10,000 check signed by Tony Nuova. And it was like GrowerStock, produce on demand. And, you know, we had to get closest to the pin, man. That was scary enough. I mean, forget the $10,000 check. I mean, just trying to hit a golf ball close to a little pin was scary enough, Daniel.
Yeah, you know, I maybe would feel a little bit more comfortable over that shot than you, Patrick. It sounds like you don't swing a golf club too often, so I can't really relate with you there. But Tony and his team have really taken a refreshing approach and look at the industry and the supply chain as a whole and focused on some key gaps. But also, they've done a nice job really building a platform that is attractive to the way people want to do business now, taking a more of a consumer approach, making things quicker, making data more accessible, making it mobile friendly, giving individuals in the industry an opportunity to work with each other like they work with some of the vendors that drop at their house or that they purchase through e-commerce sites. It's been refreshing for us at Indianapolis Fruit to work with Tony and his team to continue to move our procurement process forward, and also gives us a little bit of a competitive advantage in that we're able to get access to data and transparency into our own processes faster than some of our competitors. But you know, I'm not here to talk about GrowerStock. That's why we have Tony here. Excited to get to know him and share his journey and that program with our audience today.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
All right. Well, I appreciate that intro, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. But I think it's great to hear from both sides of the spectrum here. As we always talk about, you know, the produce industry, it's all about, you know, opportunity, right? But to get that opportunity, we got to have a partner in crime, right? And it seems like, you know, there's been a key factor, Daniel and Tony, in this relationship between Indianapolis Fruit Company and GrowerStock, right? And I think that that's how we're able to create new opportunities, by showing success factors. And Tony, you know, as I was looking at GrowerStock right off the bat, and, you know, hold on, let's be real here. I got to back up a second now. Daniel, I can swing a golf club, okay, my friend. You know, Tony saw it. It wasn't a good shot, but it was a decent shot. No, I mean, I think that this is what it is, man. It's relationships, right? And this is how some of these things get started. As Tony and I were talking off the mic about just technology and really the why, man. I mean, that's the craziest thing. It's like, why did you think that mobility was going to be the way of the future of the produce industry? You know, I see some of your taglines like work smarter anytime, anywhere. I'm always a big fan of work smarter, not harder, Tony. So man, let's chat about this, man. Why the heck were you like, I'm changing the way people are going to look at how they sell produce?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Patrick. And absolutely, I can second your golf game. It was looking pretty good. I'll tell you what, there was a lot of guys out on that hole. It was super hot, and that was a very very deceiving hole. It was, I mean, it threw a lot of guys off. But I mean,
that was a tough pin placement.
Came the closest. Yeah, I mean, basically, you guys really crushed it in the end.
Yeah, I'm happy that Chavez got the closest to the pin. He wasn't on my team, but yeah, Michael Chavez, you know, Golden Star Citrus, he knocked it close. And I remember one of our team members knocked it really close, Tony. But all right, we could talk about golf all day, as you know. And Daniel's probably sitting there looking at his scorecards from last round, like, I'll kick these guys. Anyway. But let's get into the why, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. Well, I think that the best way to kind of talk about early on is just kind of the genesis of grower stock and kind of where we started. One of my co-founders, I've been in technology for a number of years and worked with all types of startups and even some of the biggest of the corporate giants, you know, and skunkwork projects, really kind of building out very specialty software and products for these companies that were really looking to kind of, you know, innovate within themselves and, you know, and really disrupt their own businesses. And so having been a part of that, it was really interesting to kind of take on this project. And it really started with my co-founder who was heading up sales in Oxnard. And it just started with a dinner, basically coming out to see him and sat in the office for a bit and watched kind of how everybody was working prior to the close of the office. And it just kind of sparked an idea. And so we started there and, you know, just started to talk about, you know, what might exist in the industry already. And then this was about almost 4 years ago, I think, when we had that first conversation, you know, and really looking at what existed in the space at the time that allowed, you know, suppliers and buyers to connect efficiently. And there really wasn't much. I mean, there's some legacy systems that were out there, but nothing that really talked the way that we experience life today, right? I mean, with platforms like Amazon and Uber, you know, we're very used to on-demand. We're very used to being able to get the data that we need instantly or the service that we need without having to wait too long. And there wasn't a lot of that at the time. And so we kind of sat down and started really looking to identify gaps in the supply chain that maybe where we could fit in. And again, it was an opportunity to start something new and get feedback from everybody in the industry. And I think that was critical in what we were doing. It wasn't like a bunch of tech guys just got together and just, you know, formed a system. We went through several prototypes, you know, very different types of systems and got feedback from buyers and from suppliers and, you know, from freight and from brokers. We really talked to everybody, just trying to get as much, you know, research done as possible so we could build the most efficient network for that provided value to both sides, both suppliers and buyers. And I think that's really key when you're building software. And I know you can relate to that. It really has to provide value for everybody. Otherwise, you know, things don't get adopted. And Daniel was critical in all that. He was a big part of helping us identify a lot of, you know, the best practices and really helping us merge, you know, the best of the old ways combined with the new ways. And obviously being able to leverage the latest technology because of my team, we're able to do things that were literally impossible just a few years ago. And so I think, you know, from a technology standpoint, you know, why, you know, you should look at technology within your own company. I think it's pretty straightforward. It's about helping you build or expand, you know, on your current success and really using it to stand out and really position yourself for that future growth.
Yeah. And Patrick, one of the things I think that Tony and his team have done a really good job of, not only with Indianapolis Fruit, but with a lot of their other partners that they work with, is they've invested the time in setting clear expectations and really understanding what their users want to get out of grower stock. As you guys both know, being in the tech space, you know, technology can offer so many benefits, it's almost hard to quantify sometimes. And it's much easier to create a quickly adoptable user process and platform when you understand exactly what that user needs to make it valuable for their business. And I think Tony has done a fantastic job of that with his team in getting grower stock to that point with everybody that they work with. But you know, Tony talked a lot about making efficient connections. In this business, and Patrick, you've talked a lot about relationships and the value of relationships over time. People have a perception that technology eliminates the aspect of a personal relationship. In our experience with this platform and other technology tools, it's accelerated our ability to grow and add value for both sides of the relationships that we have. So the core essence of what we're doing is a lot of the old style way of continuing to invest in the people that we work with, both on the supply and the sell side, but enhancing those relationships and helping us do business in a more efficient and effective way that allows for it to be more mutually beneficial than beneficial on one side or the other.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I definitely see that. And as I'm looking at the app and going through it, it's kind of interesting to me because obviously I've told Tony many times, and Tony, you know this, we've said this off the mic, that there's so many of these platforms that are out there, right? I mean, I'm not going to name any. I've had some of these trading platforms on the show because I am so intrigued with technology and change within the industry. I mean, heck, Tony, I remember, you know, back when I was in my 20s, man, it's like I was always like change. And I remember, you know, my dad was just like, calm down, young grasshopper, calm down, like you'll get there, big guy. You know what I mean? And so I'm so intrigued with this new change because I definitely think there's a way to communicate. I've seen it through other platforms. Now, our produce industry people, you know, if you're a consumer listening, you're probably like, oh my gosh, like this is so boring. We're just talking about an app that doesn't involve me. Listen, this is a way to trade produce more efficiently, to get produce more effectively to the marketplace for you as a consumer, right? A lot of times throughout the years, there's fax machines involved, right? You know, send me that order via fax machine. Heck, I still get faxes on orders. Daniel, you probably do too. It's just one of those things that people just, they don't get out of, right? It's just so common for them that they know if they fax an order to Indianapolis Fruit Company, right? That they're going to get that order because they know that that fax machine is inside the facility, right? And then it led to emails, right? But more or less, it's still a lot of phone calls, gentlemen. I mean, listen, everybody listening, it's still a lot of phone calls. It's picking up the phone. It's calling a retailer. It's calling a wholesaler. It's calling a distributor and saying, hey, do you need XYZ? Do you need beets? Do you need cabbage? Do you need oranges, right? Do you need pineapples? These are all things. And then a lot of those things get really then transcribed back to a buyer or a seller. So looking at something like this, right, Tony, I think this is cool because as I'm going through it, it's got everything in there. It's got all the different items that you would ask. And I think that's coming ready from Daniel's side going, hey, these are the things that need to be portrayed, right? Requested date, ship date, FOB terms, right? Issued payment terms, right? All of these fun different things, right? And that's where I think it's so cool because if we can shift the mindset of the new talent that's coming up in the industry to start going to this digital space, we can then sell it right to the C-suite level that will then really invest in this space because then they'll be investing for their future generations or their future youth that is coming up within the organizations. That's kind of what I see. And I love the fact that it's got all the information on there. Like I said, I'm looking at grower stock right now and it looks like a PO to me, Daniel. It looks like what I would see if it came across my desk. Am I right?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of those components there, but it's a lot more than that in theory. And we've been able to leverage a lot more of the information and analysis of our activity on there to make better business decisions and optimize our supply chain immensely outside of just buying and procuring products.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely a lot larger space than this. Now, Tony, I mean, listen, as you explain the why you did it, I mean, you looked at the industry, you looked at the investment, you looked at the change, you looked at the efficiency, right? Ooh, we got a lot going on here in this app, Tony, man. I'm telling you, man, you got a lot going on here. But focused on produce, and I think that's a huge factor. I think, like I said, you come from a tech background, focused on the fresh produce industry, focusing on this space, man. You know, I just got to ask the question. We understand the why, but fresh produce, it's like, do we just believe that fresh produce is like the mecca of all things?
Great question. Great question. But yeah, I mean, to kind of jump back into even what Daniel was saying as well, it's, you know, it does a lot because it needs to do a lot. I like to think of it as kind of the plumbing, right, of your world and the communication between a buyer and seller. So we've been kind of building up this plumbing. And as you can see, there's a lot of facets to it, but it has to be because the nuances that there are in a produce deal are almost endless, right? I mean, it's unlike anything else that I know that I've been involved with, and I've been involved in some complicated things. There's so much that can happen in a produce deal, and there's so much that needs to be discussed. And so really, when we built the system, it had to be robust enough, it had to be flexible enough, and there had to be enough feature sets that could allow, you know, a transaction and to happen without necessarily having to pick up a telephone. And so, you know, there was a lot of work that went into that. And, you know, as we talked about in the past, in our past call, it's something that, you know, you can't just build overnight. You know, you really can't just, you know, hire a team and build out a system like this. It takes years and years and a lot of trial and error and a lot of testing to really kind of figure out what is the best approach, you know, and even sometimes throw out ideas that just didn't work and come up with better ones. And I feel like that's been a big part of what we've been doing with our partners like Daniel, is just really coming up with better ways to do things, constantly reinventing. And again, when new tools come in, they come out of need, and our user base is so fantastic. Like Daniel and his team, they provide us that feedback almost instantly because we're open to it. You know, anybody that works with us can pick up a phone call or pick up a phone and call me direct, and we can have a discussion immediately on a feature, and we will go to work to make that feature better for them. And I think that's the secret to success and really building a platform that'll stay sticky and will really improve everybody's day to day, as opposed to making it more complicated.
Yeah, mobility is no longer just a buzzword, everyone. Work smarter anytime, anywhere. Tap, swipe, and trade. I love it. Hey, this is the perfect time, Tony, Daniel, to take a quick break, hear from some of our sponsors here at the podcast, and then get right back into talking about some of these features and where we can get a hold of Tony and Grower Stock.
Welcome to Terra Exports, a fast-paced, entrepreneurial, and innovative multinational fresh produce company with 8 divisions worldwide that handle fruits and vegetables across 65 countries. Did you know that Terra Exports was featured 3 times in Inc. 5000's fastest growing companies? Terra Exports starts at the ground, literally, with the growth of the product at the farm all the way through distribution channels up into the end user. They take pride in their products arriving fresh and damage-free, and they're there every step of the way, working alongside suppliers and customers who share in their common goal. Visit Terra Exports at www.terraexports.com, as well as following them on social media on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. If you get on their website, you can also check their availability calendars and all of the produce that they have in store. When you join Terra Exports, you become a member of their global team of thinkers, innovators, dreamers, and doers who are bringing a fresh approach to the produce and supply chain industry. So reach out to Terra Exports today at terraexports.com. Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit www.ag.tools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from our sponsors here at the Produce Industry Podcast. Now, we have Grower Stock Produce On Demand on the line today with my buddy Daniel Corsaro, who is co-hosting this episode. Now, before the break, we talked about why Tony built this app and why so exclusively for the produce industry. So let's get back talking with Tony and Daniel. Tony, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Patrick. Happy to be back.
It's great to have you back. Listen, when, like I said, when Daniel first told me about Grower Stock, I remember going through the first emails and trying to, you know, get and figure out this produce on demand. And now I'm like, I got it downloaded. It's about tap, swipe, trade. I haven't signed up for it completely yet because I'm not sure how it would integrate right into our system or services, but it's got me now looking. So let's talk about some of these features, man. I mean, give who's the target client for the app? You know, who's going to be looking to do business on this app is what we really got to focus on right now to our listeners of who's the primary target and why should they download it today?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. Overall, when we started Grower Stock, you know, our initial concept was kind of a marketplace, right, where a buyer could come and send out a request and cast a wide net to a network of suppliers. And while that's still a feature that sits within Grower Stock, a lot of the buyers that we worked with really told us, hey, I'd love to be able to use this workflow or these tools with my own existing supply chain. And that's really where we quickly, you know, I wouldn't call it a pivot, but really came to this realization that if we could build a network for a distributor or a wholesaler or a buying group that would allow them to communicate efficiently with their own network, all their approved suppliers in a fast and efficient way. And when you're dealing with digital, you know, when you're digitizing workflows as opposed to dealing with things like phone calls or text messages, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I get an order going, I send an email, then I get a text message, then I get a voicemail, and you never know where that communication happened. And you can spend countless, you know, hours looking for something. Whereas if you have something in a very efficient workflow, it's nicely captured, right? We get rid of the fragmentation of a typical order that's happening today. So, you know, whether you're a distributor, a wholesaler, a buying group, you know, even a retailer that's looking to communicate with their approved supplier network in an incredibly efficient way and derive data out of that. I mean, once you digitize a workflow, like I said, when we're building the plumbing of this thing, it really is about capturing all of that data and all of that exchange that happens when you're placing an order.
Too, Tony, is that as I'm looking at this, and I remember in 2020, and if anybody remembers some of my posts from LinkedIn, I have a lot going on there. But I wrote about talking about becoming like a produce broker because there's so many like salesmen and procurement executives that they end up going from one place to another. And then after like five jobs, right, you see them end up starting their own business. Right.
Right.
And
right.
This just came to me because I'm writing a how-to guide of how to start your own produce brokerage the right way. Right. Because there's so many, not the failed produce brokerages, is there's so many times that the grower might not get paid fairly or the trucking company or someone loses somehow because someone doesn't understand the process. Right, Tony?
Right. Exactly.
And what brought to me is, holy crap, like this could be a way to incorporate this new change of technology into a how-to guide, because this how-to guide is almost like a training manual. It's showing you every step of the way what you need to buy, what products are out there. And it almost is a platform of creating opportunity too, because Daniel, how do you know if beets or cabbage or something's going on sale unless you're asking your normal supplier, right? Unless you're calling your normal guy saying, hey, what's the price? There could be something on this platform from a vendor, an approved vendor that you might not know that has opportunity that you might never have seen before. I mean, is that a possibility, Daniel?
Yeah, it is. And that's been kind of the value in it for us is the benefit of having a private network and a public network. So our team members are able to operate with vendors and suppliers that they're comfortable and confident in using and have built successful relationships with over time, but have also been able to leverage some of those market opportunities and build new relationships with other partners that are a big piece of what we do now through the public network.
Yeah. And that's why I kind of say that's kind of crazy because again, it's almost networking through networking, right? It's like, you're on here, you see someone, you're like, hey, why not? They're approved through food safety. They have approved rating, right? Think about all the things we've done before, Tony and Daniel. It's like, yeah, we'd have to check Blue Book. we'd have to check the credit, like, right? We'd have to do.
I was just gonna say, you know, you used to get out the blue book to look for new suppliers.
Literally, literally the blue book, the 9,000 page book that we would all, for some reason, put on our like top of our filing cabinets. We're like, hey, pull that down, before we would all get on the internet because we thought the book did it all. But yeah, now it's the internet, right? You get on bluebookservices.com, but it's so true, man. You would start going through and being like, okay, mangoes. And then like, how many mango suppliers would come up, Daniel? Like 2,000. And then you'd be like, all right, let's sub out triple X. Let's make sure they're a B rating, right? You start doing all this stuff because you're trying to figure out who's legitimately able to do business with you. And let's be real here. Who's not going to screw us over, right? I mean, that's a big factor. And that's why some of these platforms are created. But I think that's what's so cool, is that it's creating that opportunity to do business, to show transparency. There's a lot of change coming within the produce and supply chain industry, everyone. There is so much change year after year, month after month. I think technology is going to be one of the driving forces as we see into the future. I'm seeing it more and more. I'm intrigued by it. And I think that if we just start adopting it, these younger generations that I always say are much smarter than us, maybe not in hard work, Daniel or Tony, that we hear all the time, but their brains, I mean, being on tablets, being on video games, being on all these things, just work way differently than us. And I think if we can promote this and bring this to our industry, we're going to have a lot of these young cats that are going to be coming up being like, yo, we can make this 10 times better. And this is how more efficient we can be with doing this. And we're going to learn something. And I think that, Tony, you're on the right stage of it, and the right year, right? The last few years of getting this thing off the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I think timing is critical. It's, you know, something that we toyed with, you know, as we started this thing about 3 years ago. It's expanded. And you know, even post pandemic, it's, I think, accelerated a lot of companies needs to adopt and adapt overall in the way that they do business. And, you know, it never hurts to reevaluate things and take a look at bringing efficiency to your company and position yourself for that future growth.
Yeah, 100%, man. Well, listen, Tony, it's been great to have you on the show today. It's been great to have Daniel co-hosting with me. If anybody wants to get a hold of yourself, Tony, or the organization, besides, you know, hitting a ball off of, you know, a par three for a $10,000 check, how can they get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can reach me directly at tony@growerstock.com. And that'll get it right to the right person. And I'll be happy to reach out to you directly and open up a dialogue.
Tony, thank you so much for coming on board today, coming on the show and having a great time.
I appreciate it, Patrick. Thank you so much. And thank you, Daniel.
Well, Daniel, I appreciate you coming on, co-hosting How Mobility is No Longer a Buzzword. Work smarter anytime, anywhere. Daniel, as always, appreciate you and Indianapolis Fruit Company. And we'll see you in the fields and on the horizon.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, guys. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.